Hey, everybody, thank you so much for being with us today. I love it that you take us along for your ride. Welcome to Speak Up. It's Tuesday. My name is Barbara, and we are kicking off our holiday series of programming. This is Thanksgiving, and you know it, Thanksgiving is all about the food, and when you get right down to it, we're entering into a season. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, all the way to Super Bowl, where it's all about the food. So I'm asking questions about making better food choices without going crazy, at least how to balance your choices, staying happy and healthy, and still having a good time. Here to help us is Sarah Mears, and Sarah brings a lot to the table. We have a great show coming your way, and all that is coming up right after these messages.
Winter is coming. Is your car ready? Don't forget your winter checklist. That small rock chip in your windshield can turn into a big crack in cold weather. Specialty Auto Glass reminds you to repair those chips before it's too late. Whether it's a quick fix or a full replacement, their expert team will get you back on the road safely. Stop by Specialty Auto Glass, located on Schweitzer Plaza Drive. A repair today could save you money tomorrow.
The Forge Artisan Pizza in Sandpoint offers a wide variety of pizza styles, fresh baked sourdough bread, delicious appetizers, interesting salads, beers on tap, fantastic wines, and canned cocktails. At the Forge Pizza, we make all of our food in-house and from scratch using nothing but organic Italian flour from a small mill outside of Rome, Italy, and local ingredients. The Forge Pizza, 306 Pine Street, open Thursday through Monday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Black Friday pricing starts Tuesday at Bi-Mart, where we're saving you more on what you need, leaving you more for Christmas gift giving. Find Hamilton Beach Flex Brew 5-in-1 Coffee Maker sale priced at $79.99. Remington's 9mm 115 grain 50 count ammo is sale priced at $9.99. Mountain House freeze-dried pouches are priced at $7.99. And Pine Creek fleece throws are 2 for $5. Black Friday pricing starts Tuesday with our best prices of the season at your employee-owned Bi-Mart.
Do you want safe, efficient excavation without the damage? Call Vandenberg Hydro Excavation, your local experts in storm drain cleaning, culvert jetting, and underground utility locating. Vandenberg Hydro Excavation high-pressure water and powerful vac systems get the job done right. No mess, no guesswork. Safe, efficient digging without the damage. Serving Sandpoint and surrounding areas across Idaho, Montana, and Washington. Find out more information online at vhexcavation.com.
Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
News Talk 97.1.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. As promised, Sarah Mears is with me here in the studio. Full disclosure, I know Sarah from Momentum Medical Massage. I've had a deep tissue massage with Sarah, and it was wonderful. But she has so much training in nutrition. So, Sarah, I'm interested if you would please introduce yourself to the audience and let them know just a little bit about you, your experience, and your training.
Hi. So I'm a certified holistic nutritionist. I went to the Nutritional Therapy Association in 2015. I'm a licensed massage therapist, and I'm currently a remote health coach for the Natural Heart Doctor out of Arizona.
Oh, wow. That is, I'm really interested in our connection with food today with heart health. We know that food, well, you tell us, share with our audience. I mean, food is good for all, I mean, like all parts of our body and all parts of our health, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they say that you can either be harming or helping yourself with what kind of food that you eat. So, yeah, food can drive inflammation that can then be bad for your cardiovascular health.
Or it can be anti-inflammation, correct, which will help you overcome that.
Yep.
All right. Let's stay with that for just a moment, because I think some people need to know. They hear this word inflammation or anti-inflammatory. Good food is the anti-inflammatory. What is the issue with inflammation? How does it a detriment to our health?
Well, I think that it's multifaceted. You know, what's causing the inflammation could be a lot of different things. A lot of different autoimmune diseases. It could be as simple as a blood sugar issue that will cause inflammation in your vascular system. So that sends in a whole rebounding effect, mm-hmm, of your immune system.
So this, and I think that's key right there, that this inflammatory part, inflammation, is really detrimental to our immune system, mm-hmm, at all kinds of different levels. So I remember texting you this last week or so saying that I had read that food is 80%, good food is 80% of our good health.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you agree with that? What do you think?
Absolutely. Especially when it comes to, you know, people say your abs are 80% in the kitchen, you know, because of what you're eating, you know.
Oh, I like that.
Exercise is obviously important, but what you're putting in your mouth is the most important foundational thing you can do for yourself.
You know, I think people need to really hear that and receive that, because yes, you just said exercise is important, hydration, sleep, you know, your mental attitude, you know, this positivity that you want to bring to life. But all of that is very good, very important. But I mean, the high percentage for your good health is what you put into your body.
Mm-hmm.
Food-wise.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I want to go back to something. You said that you were a certified nutritional therapist. Mm-hmm. I want to understand, is that a certification that's national, or is that Idaho? How do you get that? Where does that come from? Because that really makes me trust what you have to say.
Well, the school is in Olympia, Washington, I believe. And it does allow you to sit on the board certification. So it was a pretty rigorous 12-month school.
All right. And does that need to be renewed, or is that...
No,
it's
a certified.
All right.
Once you've gone through.
That's awesome. Well, that makes me want to thank you again for being with us and taking time. So let's get it. So we know that food is very, very important for our good health. Good choices, bad choices. So I want to start with some of the choices that you may want to. I'm just going to say limit, or at least, you know, really cut back on. What are some of the things that are traditional to the holidays that we really want to control?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say probably those simple carbohydrate type foods. So like flour, sugar, think of things like crackers, cakes, cookies, pastries, candies, alcoholic beverages that have a lot of sugar in them. I mean, obviously people are going to want to have some of those things, but I think, mm-hmm, it's in the order that you're eating your stuff and then the healthy alternatives that you could have.
So sugar, and I like that people need to start thinking sugar is not that just that white stuff that you may be, I hope you're not, but you're maybe sprinkling on your good oatmeal. Mm-hmm. It's alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, alcohol goes to sugar very quickly, doesn't it?
Right. And the things, like I said, crackers, you know, cakes and
cookies,
stuff like that.
They
as
not
well.
Only contain,
flour products. You
yes.
Know.
They not only contain sugar, they like convert to glucose, or,
mm-hmm,
in your body, as soon as they kind of hit your tummy, they're like they're like going to the sugar mode right there.
Yeah, and your body's only really equipped to maintain so much glucose at once before you're stressing it out and creating more insulin to shuttle that glucose in. So that becomes a high blood sugar situation that in itself can cause, you know, inflammatory effects.
Right, inflammatory response. And not to take it too far into the medical, but if your insulin response is getting triggered and triggered and triggered and triggered, pretty soon, mm-hmm. what happens?
Yeah, you get insulin resistance.
Yeah.
After a long period of time would turn into like type 2 diabetes.
Yeah. So you just kind of wear it out after a while. Mm-hmm. It's like just way too much sugar.
Right. But it can be reversed, so that's the good thing.
Okay, let's talk about that. Just give people some ideas on if they feel like they're, let's say, pre-diabetic or they have been eating a lot of sugar, what can they do to counteract that?
Well, I would always recommend leaning on protein more, so lowering your carbohydrates, if not eliminating them, depending on the degree that you have. Leaning on that protein and then giving yourself a break from eating, because the several meals a day is not a good recommendation. You have to give your body a rest to bring that insulin down and then maybe incorporate some fasting.
So what does, I'm just going to say intermittent fasting or mm-hmm. giving your body a break, letting time pass mm-hmm. from
like
one
time restrictive eating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What might that look? What are some of the ways that that can look?
Well, I think the most productive way to approach that would be in the evening, because your body is more insulin resistant in the evening. So stopping your eating window the earlier is the better for fat burning, for getting your body ready for the production of melatonin so that you sleep well, in eating more of your food on the first half of the day.
Okay, so if we stop eating, it's difficult for me to stop before 7, but by 7, I'm definitely done with dinner, and I'm done with the little protein pudding I make with protein powder anyway, and some blueberries. So let's say 7. I hear other people out there listening saying, Barbara, say 8 o'clock at night. But anyway, so you go for like 12 hours to the next morning and maybe like wait until noon before you eat, 11 or noon. Is that too long? What would you recommend?
Well, if you look into circadian biology and how, you know, insulin works on a rhythm with us, it's better to eat earlier in the morning. Like when the sun has coming out, it's kicking hormones up. And so it's better to eat earlier than later.
So you really do want to break fast.
Right.
So if you stop at 7, you'd want to eat again by 7.
Mm-hmm. And the earlier you stop eating in the evening, the hungrier you are for breakfast the next day.
So break the bad news to me. When you say earlier in the evening to stop, what does that mean exactly? What, if I were saying best case for me, what would you tell me? Stop right. eating at?
Well, I think that I like 5:30. Like mine's way earlier, but like if I were to tell somebody else something for them, it would be 5 or 5:30, especially this time of year when we're experiencing a lot of darkness early, you know, it's that circadian biology.
Okay. I want to know when you stop eating. Like I want the gold standard.
Yeah. Well, I don't usually eat after 2.
Oh my goodness. So when do you start eating?
Typically like 8.
Okay, so you do that 18-6.
So it's just some people go 12 to 8.
Yeah.
So it's just the other way around.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, if you understand, the 18-6 is 18 hours not eating and 6 hours of eating. And maybe like, I mean, you still want to spread it out even though it's 6 hours. You don't want to like... Oops, you don't want to eat everything in that 6-hour period, right?
I typically eat a breakfast and then a late lunch.
Okay.
I just make sure I get enough protein within those 2 meals. So that
okay. Well, I hear you really emphasizing protein and time restriction and sugar, every form of sugar is pretty much off the table. So when we look at the 6 hours that we are, or 8 hours that we are eating and having, you know, spreading it out a little bit, What are some of the best, I mean, and there are so many, anti-inflammatory foods that we can eat?
Yeah, well, I would think like eating protein first and then your complex, you know, carbs like veggies is what I love, protein and veggies. You know, nuts and seeds and then healthy fats and whatnot. And then especially when you're talking about the holiday season so that you don't feel like you're totally deprived, if you lean on those two things first and then allow yourself a few bites of the other things, you're not going to overeat those things.
Right. I think that's really good advice throughout the year, but especially during the holidays when there really are a lot of sugary treats and desserts. And I mean, it's easy for me now, but I think for our younger audience, it's a party. Mm-hmm. And I don't see it that way anymore. It's just a social event. So alcohol is off the table, not because I am an alcoholic, just because I don't want it anymore. Mm-hmm. So life changes you. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what I was thinking, like, Sarah, what do you think about, like, chips are so difficult, but it's also what you dip them in. Mm-hmm. If you could have hummus on the table. Do you like hummus?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's lots of healthier alternatives to some dips, and then there's a lot of healthy alternatives to chips.
Totally.
Like you can slice cucumber or veggies or charcuterie is really popular, so just don't put sugary stuff on there. Focus on, you know, good olives and meats and cheeses and some nuts, you know. That kind of stuff.
Yeah. What about, I'm going to ask you, because I think a lot of people need at least one thing. They could say, I want this. I will give up the chips if I can do this. I mean, would it be a flatbread or, you know, what could be a carbohydrate dippy kind of thing that people could say, okay, if I have a little bit, that's better than the Doritos.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of, I guess, healthier cracker options that are lower carb, because it's, to me, it's just that blood sugar hit that you get from chips and the bad oils that, you know, we all know the seed oils are bad for you.
I hope everybody knows that. Repeat that again. Seed oils, define them, list them. I mean, they really are bad for our body. That is like, to me, zero. You
right.
need that out of your kitchen, out of your house, off your table.
Well, they're damaging on a cellular level, and your cells are your foundation of your body.
Yeah.
So canola, corn, vegetable, safflower, sunflower, you know, there's certain oils that are okay if they're not heated.
Like olive oil?
Yeah, olive oil can be on a low heat.
Yeah.
Like sesame oil, those kind of things are okay if they're not heated, if they're just drizzled after you've heated your food.
Right. How about avocado oil? The same thing. Okay if it's not heated?
Yeah, they say that one's okay on a higher heat.
Okay. What about coconut oil?
Coconut oil, that's a good
that
one.
That can take heat.
Yeah. And then, of course, tallow and lard can take heat, too, if you're open to those options.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, those bad seed oils, people really need to get that list in their head when they're in the supermarket and read labels. And if I mean, there are just, to my mind, there are a few things take off the list.
Mm-hmm.
And one is sugar and everything that looks like sugar and mm-hmm. acts like sugar and responds like sugar. And the other one is seed oils. I mean, it's just like, no, that is
right.
no more.
And it's in everything. So then you're really just looking at eating whole foods.
Yes.
Getting rid of packages altogether.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be, yeah, that kind of takes in all of the mm-hmm. processed things. Let me see. So hummus, maybe raw, if you make your own hummus. It's not that hard to make.
No, it's not at all. And I really like another low-carb option, too, that I really like is a cauliflower hummus, because you can roast your own cauliflower and garlic and add the tahini and everything, the lemon, and it tastes just like hummus. It's really tasty.
Do you use like an immersion blender or a big Vitamix to mush it all up so it acts and
processor,
looks like,
yeah,
looks like hummus. I'll have to try that. I love cauliflower.
I do too. You can make it in so many ways.
You can make anything out of cauliflower. You can make pizza dough.
Exactly.
It's like crazy. This is the one thing. You'll get it in your kitchen and just go crazy. Okay, so hummus, raw veggies, make your own chips even.
You could do that.
You know, make your own tortillas if you want to go. But you can get organic, high-protein tortillas. I know they're processed, but at least it would be a better option if you think you want to make a few chips like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we are going to take a break right now. When we come back, we have got a lot more information and ideas for you to just, you know, ease on through the holidays, stay healthy, don't gain weight, stay happy, and most importantly, stay healthy.
Taylor and Son.
Taylor and Son.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor and Son Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. Over the last 2 years, the entirety of Chevrolet's core SUV lineup has been completely redesigned or refreshed. As it pertains to the Chevrolet Equinox and Traverse, the current version is truly the best they've ever been. Standard safety features include adaptive cruise control, auto emergency braking, HD rear vision cameras, and an extremely capable all-wheel drive. Over the last few months, due to considerable sales volume, Taylor and Sons has earned special allocations of Equinox and Traverse models. These additional models have hit the ground, and Taylor & Sons has choices across the spectrum of available equipment. The news gets better as all these extra vehicles are 2026 models currently in stock and, most importantly, on sale at Taylor & Sons. You can view our entire inventory of new Chevrolet Equinox and Traverse models online at tschevy.com. There you will find multiple pictures, detailed descriptions, and clear transaction pricing for every vehicle in stock. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Ritz Transmission and Performance in Bonner's Ferry, now offering new services. Transmission repair to manual and automatic. U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonner's Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Ritz Transmission and Performance. 6878 Main Street in Bonner's Ferry.
Kiniksu Community Health is here for you. We welcome all patients, including those with Medicare and Medicaid, and offer compassionate support in family medicine, pediatrics, dental, behavioral health, and pharmacy services. From checkups to chronic conditions, we're ready to walk with you every step of the way. Kiniksu Community Health, your home for healthcare in North Idaho. Visit kchni.org or call us today.
Black Friday is here at Better Together Animal Alliance. For 3 days only, November 28th through November 30th, save big with 20 to 50% off the entire store. Just bring your coupon to check out and get ready to shop early, because these savings won't last and neither will our stock. Make a difference this Black Friday. Shop, save, and support pets in need at Better Together Animal Alliance. For more information, visit bettertogetheranimalalliance.org.
Start your day off right with a breakfast from Spud's Waterfront Grill. Try their new signature jams, breakfast sandwiches, and tasty scrambles, plus delicious house-made soups and sandwiches, perfect for a hearty lunch on the go. Spud's is now open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Got an event? Spud's catering options features baskets of sandwiches, large salads, and comforting crock pots of soup. Located on First Avenue in Sandpoint, check them out online, Spud's Waterfront Grill.
News Talk 97.1, KSPT, KBFI.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. I'm so glad you're with us today, because this is going to set you up with some good ideas, not just for yourself and your family, but to serve your guests, to give them options, depending on what they are, you know, what their dietary needs are, what they're interested in, what they're trying to do. When Sarah Mears is my guest today, she is a certified nutritional therapist, and you're working with a heart doctor out of Arizona. What did you're a heart
a health coach
a
yeah,
health
a
coach
health coach
for good heart health. And so I appreciate your being on. When we were on break, you were talking about, because we had said no alcohol, it goes to sugar, and you know, alcohol
right.
is not a good thing on your brain or anything. However, you said there are some healthy alcohol options that people may want to consider just to stay a little bit in the party mode.
Right. Well, if you feel like you want to have some, there's definitely some healthier options. I wouldn't say it's healthy, but
healthier options.
But you know, just it's the sugar mixed with the alcohol that really gets you. And so I think that if you felt like you wanted to have something, a cleaner choice would be like vodka, soda water, and some citrus.
Okay.
That's a better option. But yep. Then there's always mocktails. You know, you could have soda water with lemon or lime mm-hmm. in a nice glass, or a no sugar or low sugar kombucha. Mm-hmm. You know, other things that if you're uncomfortable that you're not drinking, but you want to have something, you know,
yeah,
that's an option too.
You know, it's interesting. I think that honestly, being uncomfortable saying no to alcohol or being in a party and somebody's going to say, oh, come on, one drink won't hurt you, all that. Honestly, I think that's pretty passe now. Mm-hmm. I think people are so used to letting people eat and drink what they want. No pressures, you know, no judgment, just happy to have you, and to offer people options to have sparkling water instead of just
right.
a bar.
Yeah, I agree. That's you becoming know, more
I think it's very
mainstream.
Very much mainstream. So there are some healthier options to alcohol, but really alcohol and sugar off the table. Let's move on to some main dish things that can be either healthier, you make them healthier, or you can make healthier choices. Like for me, wild rice or quinoa stuffing is so much better than bread. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's gonna absorb differently, you know, having more of that complex carbohydrate behind it.
And more protein, at least in the quinoa. And for a person like gluten, who needs to be gluten-free like you prefer, then they don't even have to say, is this stuffing gluten-free?
Right. Because
you know, there's just no bread in there.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, or for me, no sausage, please. Please don't put sausage in there. What about the cranberry sauces? I love the cranberry sauces. How do we make them healthy?
Oh, well, you can make them from scratch, and you can always substitute maybe honey or, you know, pure maple syrup for sugar and maybe use way less of it. Or you can make it just a savory one that's not sweet mm-hmm. anyways.
Yeah. Chop up an orange.
Mm-hmm.
And some orange rind.
Some people put a little bit of jalapeno in there to make it a little spicy.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, and that gets you over that like you think it's got to be sugar. Please don't do that canned stuff.
No.
I mean, my grandma did that. I love my grandma. She's in heaven right now. But really?
Yeah, I don't think it's that difficult, really, to make.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
I know, not anymore. Another thing I was thinking about that I'd like you to comment on is I think roasted vegetables go all the way good, and let go or just don't take the creamy ones onto your plate.
Mm, yeah, roasted vegetables are pretty popular.
Give us some examples of what might be a great roasted veggie tray that you'd like.
Oh, well, you could do like sweet potatoes with Brussels sprouts, some root vegetables. You can always add a little bit of roasted nuts and maybe sprinkle a little bit of feta on it. Mm-hmm. You know, those fall vegetables, those are all really good.
Yeah. And I like the idea of a little feta, a little maybe some walnuts or pistachios,
pecans
mm-hmm. to give it not just the nuts, but that nutty flavor. Mm. And roast them up with what? Coconut oil would be best because it's going into the oven, or olive oil.
A little bit of avocado oil maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
And roast them up and they are delicious. I love your idea about roasting cauliflower and making hummus. I'm going to run home and do that.
All this food talk.
I know, it's making me hungry. So let me think. Roasted vegetables, not the creamy ones. This is a question that you probably haven't anticipated, but I want you to tell our audience, to the best of your ability, what is wrong with the green beans that are swimming in mushroom soup and those fried onion rings that you get out of a can? I mean, the list goes on and on.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just the list of ingredients and the extra added stuff that you don't need. That maybe people just don't realize that's in those kind of dishes.
I mean, is anybody really eating mushroom soup anymore out of a can? I mean, really,
I don't know.
The salt is like, I don't know how much salt's in there, but
Which salt isn't inherently bad. It's just the sodium that comes from processed foods.
Yeah, the amount that's in there, plus those strange little supposedly French fry onion rings or whatever they are. I mean, we have all graduated from that, haven't we? I know I've got people out there yelling at me because this is what Aunt Sadie always brings and everybody loves it. But
honestly, really, I don't know that I've ever really tried much of the green bean.
It's been a long time ago, but yeah. It's still out there wandering around. All right. So there are choices and options. The other thing I want you to repeat, Sarah, for our audience is this idea of filling up on your healthy protein and your healthy roasted vegetables or whatever that is, raw vegetables, and then you won't have so much room to go crazy with the stuff that you want to pass.
Right, right. The order of what you're eating on your plate is important.
Yeah.
So choosing the protein first and then your vegetables and like nuts and stuff like that helps you from overeating chips and dip and crackers and candies and pastries.
Yeah. Exactly. And I think the reason that you mentioned nuts and seeds is that fat is very satisfying, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is. And I mean, you can overeat those as well. But I mean, if we're talking holiday parties and get-togethers and stuff, I would prefer going that route than chips and pastries
munching
and candies.
On a few peanuts rather than a cookie.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, then another area that where it's just temptation galore is on the dessert table. That just seems to be a really big thing. And all the holidays and all the parties, it's all about, you know, the desserts.
Mm-hmm.
So again, the order that we eat, so we have more self-control when we get to dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any desserts what are the worst desserts? Let me start there. What are the ones really don't do it?
Well, I mean, when you're talking sugar-filled desserts, I don't know if there's a better or a worse one. I could just say that, you know, obviously choosing how many that you have, but I think it's also really important to move to that, you know, after you partake in all of that, if you go for a walk move a little bit, you're going to lower your blood sugar and damage that might have been done with that from movement.
Really, I agree with you because you say, well, don't do ice cream, do sherbet. But honestly, there's a lot of sugar in sherbet. It feels like it's lighter, but not really.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to choose to enjoy something like that, then enjoy it and don't beat yourself up about it and go crazy. But I think just movement, you know, and like I said, filling up a little bit before you get to that point. So it's not as appetizing because you're full.
Yeah.
I think is important.
Now, this next one that I'm going to say and get your opinion on, some people can do this, some people can't. The reason I don't have ice cream in my house is because I have no control about ice cream. I'm an ice cream-aholic. So it's like, just take a smaller portion because honestly, it's just like the first three bites that really taste good.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just stop right there, you actually are very satisfied with that little bit of sweetness, right?
Right. Well, and I think like, you know, the little Ben and Jerry's containers, those are like four servings. And I think people think that that's
it's
one
like
serving.
One serving. Oh, yeah. It is. So, it's four, really?
I think so. Yeah. So finding a smaller portion, a smaller cup to put it in, you know, I think that the size of the dinnerware that you're using also is a mind
really
thing on what
help.
You're getting.
The mm-hmm. little sherbet things. Mm-hmm. You know, dessert, the old-fashioned, like turn of the century, I've got some things from my great-grandma, and they're little sherbet dishes. They are really small.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now we've got these big bowls of ice cream.
Right. I know. We're gluttonous with oversized everything.
It's true, isn't it? So, you know, ratchet that back. The other thing I like is this, take a little walk. I mean, just mm-hmm. grab a couple of people and take a little 10-minute spin around the neighborhood. The party will go on. Everything's going to be okay. Just go take a little walk.
Yeah, because that'll help balance your blood sugar. That'll help you sleep better because then that just, you know, starts a whole cascade of events of the holidays of the sugar, the lack of activity, the poor sleep, you know.
Yes.
The dehydration, the over indulging in alcohol and, you know, that just starts a whole cascade of issues.
Right. So a little bit of walk helps you get back in balance. I'm interested that you are working with a doctor in Arizona Heart Clinic, and you're like a heart health coach. I read that the most heart attacks occur on Christmas Day, December 25, December 26, and January 1st.
Yeah, I mean, maybe because of the things I just mentioned.
Yeah.
Like the food that you're eating leading up to that, the stress of the holidays, of spending a lot of money, lack of sleep. You're staying up late for a lot of those, you know, holidays.
Driving distances in snowy roads.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and so we were just thinking about stress of the holidays, you know, gift giving and spending money. But I want to hear you comment again, because I had not thought of this until you said this. I don't know if we were on break right then or not, but you talked about food stress. When we think of stress, we think of environmental stress, but there's food stress to our body where you take that in and your body is stressed mm-hmm. to try to take care of it.
Right. Well, stress is stress is stress. You know, your body doesn't perceive different kinds of stress.
Mm.
So whether it's something that you have an intolerance or sensitivity to, a food is just like a stressful situation, and your body's just going to receive stress in stress.
Yeah, and stress is not good for us. I guess I was thinking in my head when you said that, like sugar is a stress, big stressor. Alcohol is a big stressor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Well, with that, we're going to take our last break. We still have a lot of things to uncover with Sarah Mears all about being healthy through the holidays.
If it's been a while since you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, you need to get in there. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise Foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays, located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
With the North 40 Outfitters Gift Guide, you'll find something for everyone. From now through the 26th, get a $20 gift card when you spend $100 on Noble Outfitters footwear. Buy one, get one 50% off select denim. Get a free battery with select DeWalt and Milwaukee tools, plus 20% off Lego. And take up to 60% off select brands like Stanley, Sitka, Springfield, Hornaday, and more. There's more ways to save this season at North 40 Outfitters. Outfitting work and play.
It's the year-end sales event with the Ford crew.
It's sales event time, Sam.
Temperatures are dropping, but the deals are just getting hot.
Time for our annual Ford Holiday Gift Guide.
Oh, yeah.
Hard to go wrong with great deals on trucks and SUVs from Ford, America's all-time best-selling auto brand.
Don't forget the first rule of holiday gift-giving, Hank.
What's that, Sam?
Always remember to treat yourself, too.
Well said.
Based on Automotive News Almanac historical data and industry-reported sales data from 1909 through 2024 CY.
If you've been diagnosed with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, this is what it sounds like to be a million miles away. Imagine being a million miles away. Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, is a prescription medicine for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from taking injections or pills or phototherapy. With Tremfya, clearer skin is possible. In clinical trials, at least 70% of patients saw at least 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks. Results may vary. Tremfya is also indicated for adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Ask your doctor about Tremfya. Call 1-800-526-7736 or visit Tremfya.com.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
North Idaho's Radio News Talk 97.1.
Hey everybody, we've got it going on right now with Sarah Meir. She is a certified a nutritional therapist. She works with a heart doctor for online heart health coaching, and just a lot of good information, to go through the holidays taking care of your body and your guests and the joy of the season. Sarah, thank you so much for bringing your expertise. I want to go back to this idea of hydration, because this is like really, really important every day, not just in the holidays. Stay hydrated. What can we do to stay hydrated? How much do we need good water? Do we need to be drinking?
Yeah, well, they typically say half your body weight in ounces of water every day. And I think that varies, obviously, from person to person. Not necessarily, you know, quickly drinking it at the end of the day, but to put a little bit of sea salt is what I tell my clients. Put a little bit of sea salt in your water. That helps you absorb the water, so it's not just going right through you. Or an electrolyte, a healthy electrolyte that's not full of sugar.
Yes. Yeah. There are a couple of electrolytes. One that I've used is Relite. Mm-hmm. I think that's the name of it. And then there's another one. But I sometimes put some of that, like a little tiny, they've got a little tiny dipper thing every morning. It's mm-hmm. the first thing I drink down. I can't tell mm-hmm. you how good it makes me feel.
Yeah, so you can absorb the water
right then. Mm-hmm. Can we count coffee as some hydration, even though it's a diuretic? It does have some liquid going on.
Right.
In there.
And they say you have to replenish with so many glasses of water per cup of coffee. Mm. It just depends on how far you go with that, how many cups you're having every day.
Okay, like 2 cups of coffee would be how much additional water, maybe?
Typically, I think they say 8 ounces more. I think if you get up and drink water first thing before you have your cup of coffee, that's more ideal.
Yeah, yeah. The other thing that I think for our own drinking, to encourage us to drink more and to serve to your guests and your family, would be infused water. What do you think about that, and what do you recommend?
Yeah, that's a great option. The cucumbers, some of the berries, something tastier than just water, make it a little bit more special.
Yeah. And it's just prettier that mm-hmm. way. And it does actually taste a little bit different.
It does.
What about filtering our water? Do you put filters on, I have a filter from my refrigerator, but shower water or water that I take out of the tap, I don't drink it, but I do cook with it sometimes.
Yeah, that's a big topic.
Yeah,
for water filters and whatnot. We have a well that we know is good water, but I would definitely filter water if I were
here mm-hmm. in Sandpoint, or yeah. Well, any place where you're not sure
it has chlorine or anything like that in it. Yeah,
yeah. There's no fluoride in Sandpoint water. They've had fluoride out for, I don't know, 10 years or more.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, so that's a good thing. Okay, so we've talked about food, we've talked about hydration. I know this is not exactly foodie, but this whole idea of de-stressing and staying calm and breathing is good for our digestion. I mean,
absolutely.
Once the food is in there, you want to help your body deal with it. So talk about that a little bit, of what we can do to help our digestion process.
Right. Well, you said it, to be mindful and be calm, because if you're not, you're not going to digest anything at all anyways. So just having your nervous system in that rest and digest mm-hmm. stage. So I think being mindful while you're eating, enjoying your food, smelling it, tasting it, you know, chewing it all the way, is really important, because people eat really fast.
Yeah.
You know, you completely bypass digestion when you're eating really fast.
Yeah. Just chew. Mm-hmm.
Enjoy it. Enjoy the experience.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the idea also. You said being mindful. I love that. And that's just for me, just a moment of gratitude or prayer, or just to look at this food and say, look, even if I'm alone, Sarah, I look at this bowl of salad or whatever it is, and I say, look how beautiful you are. Mm-hmm. You are so beautiful.
Well, they do say that having gratitude before you eat changes your body into a parasympathetic mode.
Yeah. So whether you call it prayer, you just call it gratitude, or you just want to thank your family for
give a
being
moment.
Here.
Yeah.
Give a moment to say thank you. What's the thing? See, we're going to run out of town. I have so many questions for you. But I saw this experiment where they spoke angry, nasty words to water, and then it was frozen, and then they spoke words of love, and you're so beautiful, and you're fresh, and you're clean, and I just love you. And they froze it, and the frozen crystals of the water that was hated on was all broken
changed
up and
the
weird
structure.
Looking.
Yeah.
And the loved water was just this beautiful, perfect crystals. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, just totally changes the structure, doesn't it? With your intention.
I know, exactly. So, like, love on your food. Love your food.
Absolutely.
And if you want to, thank God for your food, or thank the farmers for your food, or, you know, thank whoever cooked that food for you.
Right.
Love on it. Okay, so stay calm helps our gut digest. You have also mentioned moving, and I want to go back to that also, because what is it that movement is doing in terms, again, of putting our food into and through our body?
Well, I think it's, you know, every time you eat something, you activate insulin as a response to lower your blood sugar. So instead of sitting after you're eating, movement will get that insulin into circulation, and it'll lower your blood sugar, get everything moving the way it's supposed to, which then again goes back to that inflammatory response. It's going to lower that inflammation rate and everything. So
what could be easier than, I mean, I know it might be raining or snowing or whatever, but, you know, just put on a parka and a beanie and go out for, I mean, 10 minutes would make a big difference, don't you think?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Getting fresh air. I mean, if it's really bad outside and you can't get outside, just doing 20 squats or something.
Yeah, walk around
really
the living
activates,
room.
You know, those larger muscles activate that insulin.
That's really a really good idea. You can do those right in the living room. I know your guests might look at you. You're out there. It's Thanksgiving meal, and we've gotten to the desserts, and I'm doing squats in the living room. But hey, you know, love me, love my squats.
Yep, absolutely.
I do. The truth is, when I'm filling up my coffee carafe that I fill my coffee pot with in the morning while it's filling up, and the refrigerator filter, I do squats.
Oh, nice.
And it's like I can usually get to 10, and then I have to fill it again. So I get 20 squats while I'm filling my coffee.
That's great.
It's a sight to behold.
Yeah, getting everything moving.
Getting everything moving. Yeah, exactly. It's just a thought, okay? You know, I don't want any pictures out there of this happening, but it could be good for your health. All right. Well, I definitely am so grateful for you being with us today. I know that you have this new baby in your family and that you're tired, and it's been a big, big weekend and day to day for all of you and your family. So
thank you for
mazel tov for that new baby. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
I plan on having you back. I'm going to put you on my speed dial here, but it'll be down the road a ways.
Sounds good.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us. That's our program for today. Next week, we continue our healthy holiday ideas. This time, it's all about positive mental health. Through it all, staying grateful, not upset. Michaela Sundquist is a licensed counselor at the Human Connection. She's here to help us out. Of course, continuing with America 250, celebrating the 250th anniversary of America. I love to share beautiful quotes. Today, it's George Washington. I love George Washington. And he said, in relationship to Thanksgiving, it wasn't official yet, but it was happening, to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey his will, to be grateful for his benefits, and humbly implore God's protection and favor. What a beautiful thing to think about for Thanksgiving.